Time is 8 p.m. Weather condition: partly cloudy. Temperature 72 degrees. WA2HKS repeater, input 449, output 444.
All right, good evening, folks. It's time for the Baronet, Baratechnet. Is there an emergency or priority traffic on frequency? If so, please call N2UGS now. Good evening. My name is Jeremy. And the call is N2UGS, and I'm located in Williamsville, New York. Welcome to the Baratech and Informational Net. This net meets every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Our focus is on the technical aspects of amateur radio. Whether you're an experienced operator or a new ham, or just curious about technology behind your hobby, you're right here in the right place. During this net, we'll discuss such topics as equipment, antennas, propagation, digital modes, troubleshooting techniques, and emerging technologies in amateur radio. The goal is to share knowledge, learn from one another, and encourage experimentation and problem solving within our community. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to participate. Please keep transmissions concise and relevant to the technical topic at hand. When checking in, please give the call, the club call, W2EUP. Let up on your mic and listen to ensure that you're not doubling. Then give your call sign slowly along with your name and location. All right, let's get started. Rick, I hope you're ready. Let's get started by taking check-ins for the Baratechnet. Please call W2EUP now.
W2EUP. Here is W2ZZA Dave in South Cheektowaga with nothing for the net right now, but maybe later.
W2EUP. KAHBYU Roy in Blaisdell.
W2EUP. W2EUP. This is KE2HCT Rick in Kenmore.
W2EUP,
this is W2BYJ in Tonawanda. 2EUP, this is KC2LEF, Ray in Gatesville.
W2EUP, this is KE2GCW, Greg and Snyder.
W2EUP. Good evening, this is Kilo Delta 2 Sierra Golf Yankee, KD2SGY, Jason in Eggertsville. Nothing for the net, I'll be monitoring the net and my son tonight. KD2SGY.
KD2EUP. KD2EUP, this is Kilo 2, India Lima Hotel, portable, K2ILH, portable, Larry in Amherst.
W2EUP, K2AAC, Artin at Tonawanda, no traffic.
W2EUP, KE2AAC. Andrew and Clarence, Lidam.
All right, let's hold it right there. We've got W2ZZA, Dave, KA8BYU, Roy, KE2HCT, Rick, W2BYJ, Thomas, KC2LEF, Ray, good evening, KE2GCW, Greg, KD2SGY, Jason.
W2EUP,
K2ILH, Larry, welcome back to town. K2AAC, Art. And then we've got KE2AAC, Andrew, good evening. I'm going to take a quick pause here. Let's see here. Hang on 1 second. All right, so if you guys want to follow along, what you want to do is go to barratech.com. That's BARRA-TECH.com. Bravo, Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Alpha, Dash, Tango, Echo, Charlie, Hotel.com. And this weekly topic, what we're going to discuss, I know we're sort of wrapping up the last two meetings, or the last two nets together here. We're going to talk about All-Star and Echolink, the difference between the twos. So that both systems can connect to amateur radio stations over the internet, but they work a little differently. Echolink is pretty simple to set up. It works directly from a computer or a phone, and it's great for quick contacts and casual use. The All-Star Link is a little bit more flexible and powerful, designed around the Asterix PBX system, which is pretty much every business out there now has some sort of form of Asterix when you call them, which allows full duplex audio. So it's like if you're talking on the telephone, multiple connections at once. So, for example, we're connected to Las Vegas now, and Bill's got a whole bunch of other repeaters in Las Vegas that's connected to him. And it offers more customization. Offering a dedicated node like, or often using a dedicated node like a Raspberry Pi, that's what I seem to use. They seem to work pretty well. Echolink is easy for beginners, while All-Star Link appeals to those who want more control and advanced linking options, which pretty much means that Echolink, you can pull it up on your phone on the website, register, and then you're on your way. Many hams use both since they complement each other. I just timed out there. There's just a couple questions here. Have you used both Echolink and All-Star Link, or just one? Do you prefer, which one do you prefer? And do you think that maybe in the future that All-Star will replace Echolink? Or maybe Echolink needs to make some changes. We'll see what happens. I'm going to take a pause now for some more check-ins to see if anybody else has joined us, and then we'll get on to the small PowerPoint demonstration. Any stations wishing to join the BarraTechNet, please call W2EUP now.
W2EUP, this is WB1FAW, Larry in the town of Tonawanda.
W2EUB. WEOLD.
All right, welcome. Two more people to join. WB1FAW and WE2OLD. Good evening, bud. So if you want to go to the website, click on weekly topic on the top there. We also have a couple options right on the top of the page there. There's two buttons, one that says weekly topic, and to the right of that button, there's a button that says join Barra. And if you're not a member of Barra, we'd love for you to join. It's very simple. Just click on that link, download the application, and send us some funds for the year. Pretty simple to do that. All right, moving along here. Let me drop it for 1 second. If we look, if you scroll down from the weekly topic, there's a PowerPoint demonstration there that talks about All-Star and Echolink. Actually, the title's called All-Star versus Echolink. It's a technical comparison of audio codecs and the node options. You can see a little picture of the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote there. We're going to assume that the Roadrunner is going to represent All Star Link, and the Coyote is going to represent Echo Link. What we're going to go through today is a little bit an overview of Echo Link and All Star Link. This is a pretty quick presentation because we've already covered, you know, All Star and Echo Link. We're going to discuss about the system architectures, the audio codecs, explained a little bit, so you can see why Echo Link doesn't sound as good as All Star Link. The audio quality comparison, radio-less node options. So if you want to get on to Echo Link or if you want to get on to All Star, there's a little project that you can build yourself to get on online, along with some pricing and where you can pick those up. Followed by some questions and answers. So moving along here, what is Echo Link? Well, Echo Link was made for hams so that it's easy for us to get in communication through folks that hold Echo Link nodes. Some of them are connected to repeaters. Some of them are just standalone. Little bit difference between, you can see the structure of how Echo Link is made. So, for example, if you're at home on your computer or you've got your device in your hand and you connect up to Echo Link, you're connecting to one centralized server. In some cases, that's good. In some cases, that's not. If we're connecting to one centralized server, if that server fails, then Echo Link no longer works. And that's the way that the Echo Link system is set up with the client server. If you scroll down to what is All Star Link, it's based on the Asterix PBX system, which we sort of talked about earlier today. It's a phone system that most businesses use. It's VoIP over Internet, VoIP. It uses the SIP protocol. And it uses peer-to-peer node linking instead of a centralized server. So what that does is, so if, for example, the Echo Link server goes down, no one will be able to connect to Echo Link. With All Star, for example, we're connected here to Las Vegas right now. If the All Star Link status server goes down, we are still connected to Las Vegas, even though the All Star Link status server is not operational. We can work independent with each other without the help of a centralized server. Highly configurable. I'm sure you've heard me on the repeater talking about different timers and codes and that much. Supports repeaters, hubs, cross-mode linking. Let's talk about that a little bit. On top of All Star Link, there is a program that's called DV Switch. And DV Switch interfaces the analog All Star voice, and it converts it into a digital format. So we can take what we're listening to right now and convert it into DMR. System Fusion, the ASU System Fusion, we can turn it into P25, we can turn it into NXDN. The way that we have our system configured right now, if you have a DMR radio and you connect up to Brandmeister, if you connect to Talk Group 3167813, that's the talk group for this repeater in our group here. And what's happening now is in that Raspberry Pi that I have, DV Switch is transcoding the analog signal into something digital that we can hear. Being down in Florida and Key West, along the Keys, they have a system that's maintained by public safety with DMR that goes all the way up to Miami. I check in on Tuesdays from up here in Buffalo with their talk group. So it's very nice that analog can be linked to digital now. Moving along here to Echo Link audio codecs. So if you take a look at the Echo Link audio codecs slide here, we've got a picture of a telephone. And it's an older telephone with a... a rotary dial, because that's about the sound quality you're going to get out of Echolink. If you look there, it's about, 13K, so you got to think of your 56K modem back in the day when you used to use a modem to connect to the internet. It's a lot less than that. Very narrow band. It uses the GSM 6.10 codec, which is okay, but the All-Star Link codec is very better. Is a lot better. If you scroll down to All-Star Link, the audio codecs.
WA2HKS repeater, Buffalo.
We've got a picture of, I'm sure you remember back in the day, Sprint, can you hear a pin drop, or Verizon, can you hear me now? Now Sprint and Verizon aren't using the same codecs, but they also had commercials that said that their audio quality was superior to other carriers, which, in my opinion, I think All-Star Link is. You can see, too, that it uses a little bit higher wideband audio so that the sound sounds a lot better. So when you're talking to Las Vegas, or Las Vegas is talking to us, the sound that Las Vegas hears and the sound that we hear is a lot more natural than Echolink is. I'm sure you've heard that when folks check in, that the audio on Echolink might not be as superior as All-Star Link. Let me drop it. And if we go down to the next slide, there's the codec comparisons between Echolink and All-Star Link. Like we said, All-Star Link is going to have a little bit better sound quality, well, actually a lot better sound quality than Echolink, just because they use two different types of codecs. So if we go scroll down again to the Echolink audio experience, narrowband telephone quality, the auto, there's compression artifacts that are noticeable, so you can hear the jitter, that once in a while. Works great if you're on the road and you need to keep in contact. It's a very quick way to connect up to the system. And performance varies with mobile devices. Just depends on what type of device. Like if you have an iPhone or if you have an Android, each device is going to have a different type of audio quality. So it's a good idea to set up your audio quality. Maybe listen to yourself on the repeater when you're testing out Echolink to make sure that you have your audio levels adjusted correctly. Some people come in a little too hot. Some people come in, we can't even hear them at all on Echolink. So it's very important to test out your audio gain to make sure that we can hear you. Scrolling down again to All-Star Link audio properties, full FM quality possible with wideband codecs. You can see the Roadrunners outrunning the Coyote there. Lower latency with stable connections, natural sounding. I've just said that a couple seconds ago. Less fatiguing for long nets. So I know if you've been listening to HF, some radios are hard to listen to if you've contest or whatever, which causes fatigue. With All-Star Link, that doesn't happen. It sounds like you're talking on the telephone. It's preferred for high-quality linking and hubs. I think we talked about that as well. Now let's scroll down to radio list notes. Now there's two pictures on the top there. Notice the one on the left is a computer with a little module on the bottom of it with a mic connected to it and a speaker. There isn't an antenna or a radio in that configuration there on the left, as well as on the right. You can actually make yourself an All-Star node with a Raspberry Pi and a tiny module box. It actually just contains a sound card, and you can modify that sound card. It's a $5 sound card to work with All-Star Link. So you can actually get onto here where we're talking right now without a radio, with one of these nodeless or radioless headless nodes. Scroll down to radioless node options and pricing. You can see that you can pick them up on eBay or ham radio outlet. If you want to start with a kit, I think, you know, I started with the Raspberry Pi. The Raspberry Pi was, I don't know, probably $60. And the sound card, I got two of them. They were $10 for two of them. And then there's some great instructions online on how to modify that sound card to work with All Starlink. You have to find out, I have to find the pin that works for carrier on Squelch, audio out, audio in, and PTT. So, and a ground. So it's basically five wires. I think pretty much everybody can handle that. Closing thoughts. EchoLink is easy, accessible, and modest audio quality. Not superior to AllStarLink. AllStarLink is superior audio, flexible linkings, and it has sysop controls. So, for example, if we need to drop a link, I can drop a link with, if someone logs into the system, I'm able to disconnect them from the system if they're causing QRM or they forget that they're connected to another node. Radioless nodes, they're, like I said, they're affordable. They work great. And that's about it, guys. If you go down to the last one, it's we've got questions, and that's all, folks. I hope that explained a little bit more about the comparison between AllStarLink and EchoLink. I know this. We've had in the past two nights we sort of touched on AllStarLink and EchoLink, and this wraps up our series here, so we won't hear any more about it. Hi. Let's see here. Let me take a couple more check-ins here, and then we'll go to see what you guys have to say. Any stations wishing to join the net, please call W2EUP now. Let's get to the top of the list here. To Dave, W2ZZA from N2UGS, what's your experience with EchoLink and AllStarLink? Have you noticed the differences? Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, W2EUP. Nabera TechNet, W2ZZA, Dave in South Cheaptawaga. Hi, everybody. Yeah, of course, I've used both. I obviously used the AllStar here on the Bera system. Linking to Las Vegas with superior audio quality, and done, EchoLink as well, and, with varying results, but mostly, just from a note of my own. I just want to point out that listeners to the net tonight can go to the net site, and I believe you can donate to Bera there or up your membership if you've not increased your, included yourself in next year's membership, which is due at the end of this month, I think. So something to think about. So join up and be part of the team that keeps these repeaters going. Back to you, Jeremy.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Yes, there is a button right on the top of the page that says Join Bera. We'd love for all of you to join. Let's take it off to Roy here, KAA-BYU. Your experience with EchoLink and AllStar, which one do you like better?
W2EUP, KAA-BYU. I've used EchoLink for years and years and years, and also the AllStar, and AllStar definitely does sound a lot better. It is what it is with EchoLink. I don't know if it's ever going to change, but it's definitely handy if I just have my phone and don't have a radio with me, which is hardly ever. But they both have a use, but yeah, AllStar is definitely a little bit better way to go.
All right, thank you, Roy. Appreciate that. Again, announcement for the echoing node, it's N2UGS-L. And for All-Star, it's node 52515. All right, let's take it to KE2HCT. Rick, have you used EchoLink or L-Star, and which one do you like? Which one do you prefer there, Rick?
Well, I would say W2EUP. This is KE2HCT, Rick, and I haven't done either one except listening to On the Nets. I'm new. This is my first year as a ham, and I will definitely be looking into All-Star. What a wonderful presentation, and this net really helps me a lot. Back to the net.
All right, Rick. Thanks for that, Rick. Appreciate it. When you get a chance, go on to the EchoLink website, send them your copy of your license, and they'll send you a node number, and you'll get off on your way. It's usually pretty quick. Thomas, W2BYJ, your experience between the two. Heard you're a little bit under the weather, so we know you'll keep it short here.
Yeah, good evening, Jeremy. Yeah, I've experienced All-Star indirectly, but a lot, and I've noticed that in the best conditions, it sounds like the guy's coming through on RF. I can't say the same for EchoLink. Additionally, I'm using it this evening, and the connection has dropped every single time that every time you broke to make sure that the repeater didn't time out, my EchoLink would drop most of the times, which is very frustrating. W2BYJ, back to that.
Oh, that sounds frustrating. Sorry about that, Thomas. Yes. Well, I'm glad that you made it in tonight through EchoLink, and there's a perfect example. We heard Thomas. He sounds perfectly legible, but not quite like All-Star does. Ray, KC2LEF, good evening. Your experience with All-Star and EchoLink.
Good evening. This is Ray, KC2LEF. Well, I'm familiar with both of them. I prefer the All-Star, because you'll find me on the East Coast Reflector or listening to the 444. So, you know, that's usually where I hang and kind of stuff like that if I'm not on 20 meters. So that's the way I feel about it. Back to you. This is Ray, KC2LEF. Also, I have on my cell phone DV switch, so I can do whatever I want.
Yep, DV switch works awesome, Ray. Connect into All-Star through DV switch as well. Great. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate your comments. Let's move along to KE2GCW. Greg, Mr. Meshtastic, since your short stint here, have you experienced EchoLink and All-Star yet?
Yeah, this is KE2GCW. I did experience EchoLink when I was on vacation in the UK in August. I was able to get my EchoLink node on my iPhone. And then once I got that going, I was able to listen into 444, and I actually heard someone make a contact from Japan. So it's really amazing what the repeater system and the digital modes through these nodes can do.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Yes, it is quite amazing what the internet does for us now. I almost have my telemetry connected to my node. I think I've got a parsing issue on my Meshtastic node, but I should be able to put temperature and humidity up pretty soon. Jason, KD2SGY, good evening. Your experience with All-Star and EchoLink.
W2EUP, this is KD2SGY returning. Yeah, EchoLink is where it's at for me because it's on the phone and it's easy. I was in Champaign, Urbana last week and at a conference, and I was doing some grading, and I could, like, listen to this repeater. Also, whenever there's, like, a natural disaster or something, when something's going on, like, you know, down in Florida or this thing that went through the Carolinas a while back, that hurricane, you know, it's interesting to listen to those repeaters and sort of, you know, get this real-time sort of activity of what's going on. So it's a way to kind of peek in. I did have one question, though. I don't know if this is question time, but I was wondering what the specs were for the sample rates between the two systems, if you knew. And I'll take it back to you. KD2SGY.
WA2HKS repeater, Buffalo.
So, yes, I do. For Echolink, the sample rate would be about 8 kilohertz. And for all Starlink, it's going to be between 8 and 48 kilohertz. Depending on, you know, which codec you use. I use the ULA codec. It seems to work pretty well. All right, Jason, thank you very much. Let's move on to Larry, K2ILH. Welcome back to town, Larry. Your comments between Echolink and Allstar, take it away.
W2UEP, I think I got that right, K2ILH, portable. Good evening, everybody on the net, and thank you, Jeremy, for the net. Nice sounding voice, really clear and concise. And at any rate, on to the comments. I use Echolink only, and I used it when I first got my license back because I didn't have any radios. But I still have it on my iPad, and my iPad is an integral part of my shack now. So I like to use that as a tool for parallel communications, if you know what I'm saying. I've never played with All-Star, but now that I've seen this presentation, I'm going to give it a go and see how that works. At any rate, once I got radios, I was too infatuated with the radios to play with the iPad anymore. But I still use Echolink as a backup and for parallel comms. So with that, back to you, Jeremy. Thanks for the net again, and 73s, everybody. Have a safe week. K2ILH, back to you, Jeremy.
All right, Larry, thank you very much for that. I know when you first started talking on here, we heard you on Echolink, and we thought you were still in town. But yeah, you get in quite often from I think you're in Virginia there. It's nice to hear you. And to go back to Jason, KD2SGY, he was talking about using Echolink with the hurricane nets, and they actually have a special conference that you can join in Echolink that's activated when there is a hurricane, and you can tune into to that station. It's only receive only, because there are control operators. The control operators are able to talk to each other, but when you log in through Echolink, you can only hear what they're saying. There's a special node that you can connect to, which enables you to transmit, but you have to be verified first. Art, K2AAC, over there in Tonawanda, I know you were checking in and checking out, but do you have anything for us this evening? All right, Art was in and out. Let's see here. KE2AAC, Andrew, good evening. What's your experience with All-Star and Echolink? Go ahead. Okay, no Andrew. WB1FAW from W2EUP, your experience with Echolink and All-Star.
W2EUP. WB1FAW Leary. I have used neither of them, so I can't comment on either of them.
All right, Larry. Well, that I guess that sums it up, right? Well, I would, to get your feet wet, I would go to Echo Link online. Just go to Google, type in Echo Link, and sign up on there. You don't need a telephone to actually use it. You can actually talk through your computer if you like. I know Rick was doing that for a little while. He had a boom mic set up. Let's make it on to Bud, WE2OLD. Are you still around, Bud? Your experience with All-Star and Echo Link. Go ahead.
I have never used it, but I have listened to people that have. It seems like it works pretty good.
All right, Bud. Cool, yeah. I know you've definitely had conversations with some folks to Las Vegas and even Larry out there in Virginia, possibly. Let's open it up again and look for check-ins. Anyone wishing to join the Bear at TechNet on starts here on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. Please call. Please call W2EUP now.
W2EUP. K2LED. Bob, Talmadge, Atlanta.
M7, Bravo, Oscar Fox.
I've got Bob, K2LED. Good evening, Bob. And that other that station from Las Vegas, I got your suffix as Bravo Oscar Papa. The prefix of your call, please. All right, nothing heard. Bob, K2LED, welcome aboard. Good evening. Your experience with All-Star and Echo Link. Let us know what your experiences are, Bob. Go ahead.
W2PEK2LED, out here portable. Just getting back from the ARATS meeting. Geez, I've been gone so long, and this is my first Bear at TechNet, or the new Bear at TechNet. I remember years ago, I was a control op at for a few of them. Echo Link and All-Star. Let's see. I've had Echo Link on my devices since Bill, K2IL, his dad, left a note on the repeater. And I've used it several times. All-Star. Let's see. I've done that with the East Reflector. But I've talked with RF. Let me drop. And I'm kind of old school as far as radios go. I don't use a computer on any of my radios. I rely on internet-less connections. Kind of SHTF, internet goes down, all those nodes go down, so I prefer to stay all RF-based, including doing a lot of POTUS stuff on HF. But anyway, it's always nice to play around with new technology, and let's see. I am interested in setting up a mesh node at my QTH, and let's see, some other folks at tonight's meeting were talking about let's get all the hams around here to start setting up some outside mesh networks to get Western New York built up. So that's all I have. This is Bob, K2LED, back tonight.
Yeah, actually, Greg, KE2GCW, was in here tonight, and he's the, I guess you could call it, curator of the Snyder Mesh Network, which is totally expanded in the last 6 months. I know when I put up my note, there was just a couple other stations on there, and now with all the other nodes that we put up, there's a lot more people starting to show up. So our mesh network is working pretty well here in Western New York. It's going gangbusters, which is awesome. Something you can get into the hobby with very little money and have off-grid communications. I guess if you want to look into that, give Greg a call, KE2GCW, and he can sort of fill you in. I'd love to have Greg as a as a guest one night here on the TechNet. That would be great. All right, Bob, thank you very much. Let me drop it 1 second here. Like you said, with off-grid communications, too, they have the amateur Wi-Fi network, the Arden network, which would be pretty cool if we could, you know, hop our way all the way to Las Vegas and back without using the Internet and using the Arden network. Maybe someday that could happen. Any other stations wishing to join the Barra TechNet this evening, please call W2EUP now. And not you, but you can't hear us. Let's see here. If anybody has any questions or comments, also please chime in now.
W2EUP, WB1FAW. Chuck in Holman.
WB1FAW, go ahead.
Yeah, I had questions about what kind of Raspberry Pi do you need? Could you use a Raspberry Pi 0W? Or All-Star.
So my experience is with the Raspberry Pi 3s and the Raspberry Pi 4. The Raspberry Pi 1W I've used for like a DMR hotspot or NXDN or P25 hotspot, just simplex hotspot, not a duplex hotspot. But the reason why I use the Raspberry Pi or Raspberry Pi 3 or Pi 4 is because of the transcoding. So when we're talking now, the Raspberry Pi is actually transcoding into DMR and playing out on DMR. So I use a little bit more robust Raspberry Pi. I think the one that I have might have 2 gigs of RAM. It's important to run the fan on them too, because they do get hot, and put the heat sinks that they give you in the box on them as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Also, the CM108 USB, that's the sound card you were referring to?
You got it, yeah. What I can do is, if you're on the Barra late night group, I will post a link on to where I purchased these sound cards on Amazon, and they were just like $5. You might want to get a magnifying glass, because those connectors are really small that you have to solder to. But if you've got a magnifying glass, you're good to go.
W2EUP, WB1FAW. Okay, thank you. That's enough to get me started. WB1FAW, back to net.
All right, let's see here. Do we have any other questions or comments before we close up the net here? Please call W2EUP. Before we close tonight's session of the Barra TechNet, I'd like to thank all the 14 of you that checked in this evening and participated. Your comments and discussion helped make this net valuable and learning experience for all of us. I know with all your comments out there, everybody learned a little bit about something I did myself. Special thanks to our guests and those who share their knowledge this evening. Remember, the TechNet meets every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. right here on the Barra system. And each week we feature a new technical topic for discussion. We encourage everyone to continue experimenting, asking questions, and sharing your experiences with the amateur radio community. This is N2UGS, your net control for tonight's Barra TechNet. Now returning the W82HKS repeater system back to normal amateur use. 73, and have a good evening, and smash that Barra join button on the top of the web page. We'd like to see you a part of our group here. N2UGS is now clear.
N2UGS K2 Billy.